Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Midday Magazine for this June 6th, 2023. Have your host, James J. here. We are going to be joined at right at the half an hour mark by CEO Matt Lund. He is going to be our guest from the Southland County YMCA. We're looking forward to talk with Matt in just a little bit. Right now, we have with us in studio Hannah Wendels. Hannah is the community health worker along with bike share program manager with our Wood County Health Department. Always love catching up with our friends over at the Wood County Health Department. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing well. How is everybody over at the health department doing?
Everybody's good.
Good.
It's really
very
nice
good.
To be in and see everybody.
Can imagine.
Yes.
Probably hasn't gotten old yet.
No.
I'm not. Right on. Hannah's with us today to talk a little bit about our bike share program in Wisconsin Rapids here as well as in Marshfield. And you and I were talking in our pregame. We haven't even gotten to talk about Marshfield yet.
No, we haven't. Marshfield's kind of new.
It's exciting. So before we get too ahead of ourselves, though, what is the River Riders Bike Share and Marshfield Community Bike Share?
Yes. So River Riders and Marshfield Community Bike Share, they are both app-based programs, and they are open to everybody. So visitors, community members, whether you live here or not, it is for everyone. And we're fortunate now to have those two programs. So we've got Bike Share on the south end here in Wisconsin Rapids, and we also have our Bike Share program up in the north end in Marshfield. So it's really nice.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to the where is the River Riders Bike Share located? How about that part?
Yes.
That's a little bit of a curveball. It is
because it's not like Marshfield Community. You can tell right off the bat, where is Marshfield?
Yeah. Yes.
But River Riders Bike Share is located in Wisconsin Rapids. So we've got three different stations available right now in the Wisconsin Rapids area.
Hmm. Now, what are the exact locations of the bike share stations?
Yeah, so for our locations this year, we currently just have the three active stations in Wisconsin Rapids. So we have our most popular location, which has been the most popular location year after year, and it's my personal favorite, located at White Sands Beach in Lake Wazeecha. And then we've also got the McMillan Memorial Library Station active. And then our newest location as of last year is located on the West Grand Avenue Bridge, like right at the end of the bridge. And it meets the corner of West Grand Avenue and First Avenue South.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a very popular location as well. You can grab your bike and hop right on the trail along the river there. On Thursdays, the farmer's market's down there soon.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really, really cool spot. You got that new park, everything just kind of fits really well together.
It really is a good spot for it. Now, I want to get in more about the spots and locations in a moment. But before we do, wasn't there always six bike share locations?
Yes, there were six locations up until this year. And the hope is that we will get those other three locations back out. But unfortunately, due to funding and a couple other things, we could only roll out three stations up here, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the other three locations at the Wisconsin Rapids Zoo, Quality Foods West Grand Avenue and Henry Demitz Park. And they all did very well. So we're a little bummed that we can't have them out this year. But hopefully halfway through the season, we can get some more funding in and roll out all those stations again.
And and not to get too into the weeds here or anything like that, or to put you on the spot, but the funding for this, does it mainly come from us using these bikes?
Actually, it doesn't. So bike share, it's not a moneymaker. It really isn't at the heart of it.
Yeah.
It's an amenity and we're lucky to have it. So our funding comes from donations and some of our really awesome partners. And then some of the health department work that we do too is just kind of in kind, but it does come from the community and the town and the city support. So we're always looking for more supporters and more funding so we can keep it. We want to keep it. It's been here for so long. We don't want to lose it.
Well, and especially if you are somebody that used one of those other locations and you'd like to have it back, you know, you invest in your community. That's what this is. It's donations, I know, under technically, word-wise and everything. But to me, those are investments. And we appreciate people doing that so much. I can feel, your empathy on this and wishing that we had the six. I'm with you, though, too, that, hey, it's great we have these three.
Right. I know. It is. It's a little bit of like, it's twofold. It's great to have three of them. It's a bummer to not have all six out, but hey, at least we didn't have to pull them all out. And we're left with nothing.
Very good point. And I think that that perspective is very important, but also something that I think from the health department, you must have to be that way almost daily. All the time, 24/7, really. What am I talking about?
Yeah.
So that makes sense. And I think it's something we can all take a little bit of use a little bit more of that. Perspective is one of the best friends you can have.
It is. Completely agree.
Well, I want to get into the Marshfield Community Bike Share Program and where that's located and everything, but I did have a couple of things that popped in my mind as we're talking here. You mentioned, that was a popular one, or this was. Are we able to get the numbers of people? Are you able to get the data from these bikes, like it's down to the bike that's being used, or just location?
Oh, no, we have all of that data. So we can see when you create an account, which we'll talk about later. But when you create an account, we can see your username. So who's been checking out the bikes, which is good for accountability. And if something were to go wrong, there are ways that we can figure things out. But then we can see what stations they're being checked out at, what stations they're being returned at. And then if we were to ever lose a bike, we are able to track it down. It has like a GPS in it. We can find it so it's never gone, which is super nice. Because when the program originally started, it was just community donated bikes that we fixed up. And you could have them for 24 hours with a lock and key. And sometimes they would get lost or they wouldn't get returned. And that's okay. But it is nice now to be able to see all the different data so we can find out where the bikes are, who's checking them out, and which ones are most popular.
Yeah, that latter part there is key to the locations, I imagine.
Yes, it is. It is key. And we're fortunate to have an awesome maintenance technician with us. His name is Jake, and he is able to move stations around to mid-season. Like if something's not working out or it's just not getting used or it's not visible enough, maybe he can go and move that around for us along with the bikes, which is so helpful to be able to do. They're not permanent. And that works for different events that we're a part of. We could pick up a station, bring it to an event, and then people could check out bikes. We do that for Science by the River, for example. So it's really nice.
That is really cool. That's a really unique thing about this, the way this works and everything. I love that it's not one of these things. It's a community kind of a community event, a community thing, but we have actual data about it. So we know, these are being used. Because I think especially when the program first started, a lot of people looked at that. Hey, that's a great idea. How many people are really using that, though? I mean, a lot of us imagine, well, when I was young, I had a bike, that kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And yeah, you might think, well, I have a bike. But not everybody has a bike. Right. And bikes are expensive. So it's really nice and affordable to have bike share and to be able to see that. And yeah, the program has grown. We did have to take like the year off in 2020, came back 2021, 2022. And to see how it has grown since last year to this year, I think we had a 76% increase in numbers from last year to this year in the Wisconsin Rapids area. Marshfield's still a little new, so it's just it increased, but it wasn't as much as what we saw in Rapids, which is okay, though, because it's only 2 years of having a bike share program in Marshfield.
And that's okay. So it has been around for 2 years.
2 years. Yes, yeah. 2 years. Nice.
What about the location of the Marshfield Community Bike Share?
Yeah, so we have 4 locations in Marshfield, which is awesome. We've got locations at the Marshfield YMCA, the Marshfield Public Library, the Wildwood Park and Zoo, which is Marshfield's favorite location. And then we also have a station at the fairgrounds as well.
When did Bike Share expand to the Marshfield area?
Yeah, so we kind of have to backtrack a little bit to take us to Marshfield's grand opening.
I love history. Go for it.
So in 2020, we all know what happened, but our previous partner was Zagster. And Zagster informed all of their bike share programs across the country that they had to discontinue their programs due to the COVID-19 pandemic, which was super unfortunate. However, we kind of were able to take 2020 off and kind of reevaluate the bike share program, think about how can we make this better? Well, we've always wanted to expand. Do you think we could do that? And so while we were exploring options and meeting with different software partners, which is what Zagster was, they provided the app software.
Right.
We stumbled along with Colony. And Colony was super awesome. They're a small company from a small town, and so they understand what bike share is in a smaller rural area. So when we partnered with them, we were able to also purchase all of the bikes. So now we own the bikes, and then we could purchase 20 more bikes and 4 more stations for Marshfield, which is super cool to own these bikes now and not have to, you know, pay to rent them every year and have those costs on top of the software costs.
Cost effective.
It is cost effective. So we relaunched the program in 2021 in Marshfield, and it went over super well, and we're excited to kind of, I guess this is our third year.
It's even more impressive and very cool to hear the breakdown of that. When you started a lot of this with the bike share program, is not about making money. It's not a profit driven thing. It's a community driven thing. It's a good hearted, goodwill driven thing. That makes it even more unique and cool to break that down for us like that. So what are the exact locations of the bike share stations in Marshfield?
Yeah, so we've got our popular location at Wildwood Park and Zoo. It's kind of right in the front, right behind the Aquatic Center in Marshfield. You'll see it kind of right there in a little parking lot.
Okay.
And then if you go to the YMCA, it's also in the grassy area by the parking lot, which is cool to have it at the YMCA. You could do your workout inside and then hop on a bike and get outside, which is really nice.
That's pretty cool.
It is, right? And then the library also gets a lot of use. It's in a very visible spot in Marshfield. It's right on the corner by the public library, so that's great. And then the fairgrounds. The fairgrounds is probably our least used location, but we really like keeping it there to reach a different audience.
Yes.
It is kind of a nice and unique location to have it at the fairgrounds. And when the fair's there, it just gets all this visibility.
And as the summer goes on, it sounds like you're able to adjust and move if need be.
Yes. Yeah. Something's not working out. We've had these conversations in Marshfield with some of our key kind of players up there in that area, and they're great. We have some really awesome supporters of bike share in the Marshfield area, but we've talked about other locations. We have like 3 additional ones in our back pocket if something wasn't working out. So we'll have to see what comes.
How much does it cost to rent a bike?
Yeah, so it's actually very affordable, if you ask me. It's $1 an hour, and that's really it. And at the end of your rides, which we'll talk about too, but at the end of your ride, you could get a referral code, and it's just like sending it via email or text message. You get this code, and then you get a free ride. So really, you could spend $1, maybe $2, and then the next ride, you don't have to spend anything.
I'm having a hard time thinking of anything that even costs $1 anymore, right? Let alone something that you get a refund on, basically.
Yes, exactly.
That's pretty cool.
It is really cool. And we can make like freebie codes too. So sometimes throughout the summer, we'll throw a code out for July, or Science by the River is another event that I've mentioned. We don't charge anybody anything to have the option to ride a bike at that event. We just make up a quick little code and you can go on your way.
It's very cool. And it really speaks to the heart of what this is all about, is certainly getting these bikes in use and getting them into the community and that. How do you exactly check out a bike at either River Riders programs or the Marshfield program?
Yes. So for both programs, you're going to use the same application. So like I said, it is an app-based program. So you do have to go onto your smartphone, whether it's Apple or Android, whatever it is. Go to the App Store and search for Colony. It's K-O-L-O-N-I, but it's pronounced Colony.
Mm-hmm.
So find that app, download it. And once you download the app, just like anything, you have to make a username and a password. You'll get your account open, and since there is that $1 an hour charge, you will have to put in either a credit card or a debit card number, just so it can charge your card automatically. And once you do that, you are ready to check out a bike. So go to whatever station you want, open up the app, and then there's going to be a prompt that says start ride. And you're going to scan either a QR code or enter the bike ID number. Both of them are on the same little sticker on the back of the bike, right above the wheel. It's hard to miss it. So you can do either one, and then you are ready to go. You're ready to ride your bike wherever you want to.
So you're talking about the ride itself, but how do you end the ride?
Yeah, so ending the ride, I never thought about this until I talked with some friends who were biking with me, and they all were like, oh, wait, we can't just leave the bike here. We have to end it. I was like, yeah, otherwise you're going to rack up some money.
Yeah.
So once you're finished with your ride, you can bring your bike back to any station. It doesn't have to be the station that you picked it up from. So if you want to do a long trip from Lake Wazeecha all the way to West Grand Avenue Bridge, go for it. Yeah. You can drop it off at the bridge if you want. So take your bike back to any station, reopen that app. You'll see that your ride is running. It's timing you. And then you will just be asked to end your ride. You're going to click on end ride, and then it will prompt you the next steps. You'll hear kind of like a little whirring noise. You'll lock the bike, and that's it. And then you'll get that referral code, so you can receive a free ride after.
It's I dare say it couldn't be simpler.
It couldn't. No.
It's pretty cool. That is really good. What if you have questions or issues starting or ending your ride? I could see that being something.
And that, we do get that. So if there are any issues with your ride, like this bike won't unlock or this bike won't lock up, you can report it in the Colony app, and all of those issues will come straight to us. Like, it doesn't just float out there in the middle of nowhere. We will get those. We can see them as they come in live. The more detail you provide, the better. So let us know what's going on. And if you're worried about, you know, I just spent all this money and it's not locking or whatever it might be, like you've been riding it all day and you're trying to end it and you're up to $8 or something, like, we'll make note of that. We can refund you and make sure that you didn't have a bad experience, and you will come back again. So just put it into the app, report the issue, or if you really want to get a hold of somebody, the best way to reach out to us right now is on our Facebook page, which if you search for River Riders Bike Share, that goes for the River Riders program and the Marshfield Community program. So you can tap into there, send us a message. It comes right to me and we can get it all sorted out.
Hannah told us right from the beginning of all this, and again, we're speaking with Hannah Wendels from the Wood County Health Department. This is not about making money. This is about helping the community and being a part of things. So much like I remember my mom dealing with this at the library quite a bit over at McMillan here. There are book fines if you don't return a book in time or you damage it or something like that. But that's that is more for other customers and for other people. That's not like for the library to make money or something like that. It's because we live in such a business society, our brains tend to go business, business, business. And not all business is about profit. You know, it's about people in this sense.
Yes.
I think we're a little confused by that, though, sometimes in this society. It's like, what's going on with that? Somebody's got to be making money right? off of this. Like, no.
Who's making money? This isn't just for fun.
We're making smiles. We're making memories. We're making feelings here and stuff. We have a beautiful community. We have a beautiful area. Marshfield's got a beautiful area. It's a great opportunity to get kids and get people out there more. And this is not discluding adults by any means or anything. Once you out there pumping those legs and getting that blood pumper, that blood pressure, you know, healthy and all those things. But we know that kids ride bikes more. And as a kid growing up that didn't always have a bike, that couldn't ride with my friends when they went to the pool or something like that, or anything, or God help me, those pegs that they had in the back.
Yes.
And you had to hang on.
Yeah, for dear life. Yeah.
I have arches in my feet basically from those things. But any of these things, like now we have the option, hey, kid, you can ride a bike. That's, there's no price we can put on something like that. That's priceless.
It's
a pretty cool thing to be able to do. What if you don't have a credit card or debit card? This part gets a little trickier.
It does get a little trickier. And we're very aware of that. We're always, one of the biggest goals and part of our mission with BikeShare is to make it be for all, truly for all. And I know that some of us don't have a bank. Some of us don't have a credit or a debit card. I recognize that. Right now, unfortunately, the application and to check out a bike, it does require a card of some sort. However, there are ways, they're not the easiest ways, but there are ways that we could bypass that option. And it could be working with an organization, another community organization. Maybe it's a library in your area, or Health and Human Services, or us at the health department. And this is just speaking in general.
Yeah.
You could partner with this organization and they could have the ability to check out a bike for people that they're working with. And that's kind of cool. And they could check out multiple bikes if they needed to. It's just a different app. And there would be a little bit of training that would happen from my end. And then anybody could actually receive that bike. So if you are somebody who doesn't have a means to check out a bike or have the funds to do so or whatever it might be, or you know someone who could benefit from this, please reach out to me. We could figure it out and find ways to make sure that biking truly is for all, because that's what we want it to be about.
Speaking of that, do you accept sponsorships or donations for the Bike Share program?
Yes, we do. We do accept sponsorships and donations. So we've kind of got some different ways, and I look at sponsorship too as working with the person who would like to donate or sponsor. I don't want it to be kind of like a cookie cutter fits everybody, because that just doesn't work. So if you want to sponsor bike share, we can chat about the ways that you want to do it, whether it's sponsoring an entire station. Maybe you want your company's logo up there on the bike station, and this station was sponsored by that person. Or maybe you want it on the bike. We could put individual logos on bikes. That's something new we're trying this year. In the past, we've done the baskets, and we could still do baskets. But we did just receive some new bike fenders. And you can kind of think of this as like a moving billboard. So on the bike fender, it'll be nice and big on the front. And you could put your company's logo right there on the bike. And anytime someone takes that bike around town, there goes your logo. So we have ways that we could work with you to figure out how many bikes do you want to do? How much do you want to pay? That's kind of what I want to do, is work with you, find the best solution that works for your company and ours.
It's an incredible advertising opportunity.
It is. I really hope it grows. It's new this year. We're kind of trying it out. It works for other bike share programs within the state and outside the state too. So we're going to give it a whirl.
It's a moving billboard. Like, that's such a great line. That's so good. Right? And that's, it's so true. Like,
it is.
If I'm a company, because like for me, I have a History of the Simpsons one man show that I've been trying to get off the ground for a long time. It's 4 hours. Nobody wants to see it. But maybe I get a little good PR doing something like this. And maybe a couple people will show up.
I'll show up.
Yeah, thank you. You rock. You rock. Anything else to share or watch out for with this?
Yeah. So if you do want updates on bike share, any fun posts that we're putting out there, or even potential group bike rides. We don't have any scheduled yet, but we will hopefully have a couple this summer and this fall. And other events that Bike Share is going to be a part of, whether it's Signs by the River, something up in Marshfield, Hub City Days, all the fun stuff. Follow us on Facebook. That's the best way. We don't have a website right now. So if you're on Facebook, find River Riders Bike Share, and you'll get all the updates, and you can message us for any questions right there, too.
It's easy to find. I just typed into my search bar that, and it popped up right away. I encourage people to do that. And one more time, Hannah, if you don't mind, let's go over the locations one more time for Rapids and for Marshfield.
Yes. So we can start with Rapids. We currently have the White Sands Beach Lake Wazicha location, the end of the bridge on West Grand Avenue. We've got the other station located at McMillan Memorial Library, and that wraps up for Rapids. And then in Marshfield, we have the Marshfield YMCA, the Marshfield Fairgrounds, the Marshfield Public Library, and the Wildwood Park and Zoo.
Hannah, I really, really appreciate the time. If people have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of what we talked about today, is there a way to reach you?
Yes, give me a call. My office number is 715-421-8530. I'd love to hear from you.
And you did it. You got to the end, Anna. Hannah's done a couple of interviews with us, but hasn't been in studio before. Not so bad.
This has been fantastic. I prefer this.
Yeah, just a little painful. Not too bad. Just a little bit,
but I got through.
Appreciate you, Hannah. Thank you for the time.
Thank you.
Please say hi to everybody over there, the whole team at the Wood County Health Department for us.
I will do that.
Appreciate that. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more Midday Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio.